Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Tom Ackerman.
And I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri's 58th governor will be sworn into office today in Jefferson City.
Inauguration Day events for Republican Mike Kehoe include a salute to heroes, the swearing-in at 11:30, an appearance by the Budweiser Clydesdales, and the inaugural ball. Andy Blunt, the chair of the inaugural committee, says all Missourians are invited to attend the events at the state capitol.
It is a full day's event, but I think it'll be a good event that's open and inclusive, which was important to Governor-elect Kehoe and the future First Lady Claudia Kehoe.
The Grand March and inaugural ball is set for 7 o'clock. And mark your calendars, Kehoe is set to deliver his first State of the State address Tuesday, January 28th. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Despite being in the other party, KMOX analyst Michael Kelly has a positive take on new Republican Governor Mike Kehoe.
Kelly says the St. Louis region, the city, and surrounding areas could use an advocate at the top of the state's hierarchy. He says leaders on both sides of the aisle have somewhat demonized St. Louis over the years, but Kehoe's a native.
Now we find the St. Louis region in a place where it needs some help, and it's not specific to the city of St. Louis, the population loss, etc. So I think Governor Kehoe brings a unique perspective.
Kehoe was born and raised in North City by a single mother of 6 children. From his humble beginnings, he became a successful businessman, a state senator, lieutenant governor, and now governor of Missouri. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
A 5-year-old boy recovering after being hit by flying glass from stray bullets. St. Louis City Police say the shots were fired Saturday night in the 1300 block of North 16th Street. EMS responded and transported the boy to a nearby hospital for observation. No word on suspects.
While the California wildfires are hundreds of miles away from here, the repercussions are not.
We're talking about the insurance industry and the domino effect the wildfires will have on people trying to insure their properties that have nothing to do with California. Steve Butts is a Missouri state representative and works in the insurance industry.
What it's going to do in the insurance industry, already there had been a lot of pressure in California, and I'll just talk about it from a homeowner's point of view. Companies, major companies, and I'll just say State Farm, for example, has been canceling and non-renewing virtually every homeowner's policy in that state.
And if you think it can't happen here, it already is. People have had their home insurance canceled because the insurance companies cannot make profits and are getting out of the private industry and only handling commercial properties.
Safeco, a company I sell for, has been curtailing coverage, and that's because of past wildfires.
Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Washington University will get tax incentives for its project to remake the old Goodwill building on Forest Park Avenue. WashU will turn the building in the Cortex District into affordable lab and office space for startups and early-stage companies. It's a $95 million project. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen approved up to $4 million in tax increment financing, a sales tax exemption on construction materials, and a personal property tax abatement of 70% on project equipment. According to the Business Journal, St. Louis-based C2N Diagnostics could be the anchor tenant occupying almost half of the 7-story building, bringing more than 150 jobs. The company also considering other locations in suburban Chicago and Boulder, Colorado.
Illinois residents can now file both their state and federal taxes online for free.
That's because of a recent decision by the State Department of Revenue to participate in the IRS Direct File Service. The program starts January 27th. Illinois officials say nearly 2 million state taxpayers are eligible to use Direct File to prepare and send their 2024 federal tax returns electronically for free. Users can then complete their state returns through mytax.illinois.gov. Direct file can be used via desktop computers, laptops, tablets, and mobile phones. You can find out more information on the IRS website under the Direct File for Free page. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
The first full moon of the year, also known as the Wolf Moon, will be in peak view today.
January's full moon will reach peak illumination at 5:27 p.m. Eastern Time, according to NASA. The moon will appear full for 3 days. It started last night and goes to Wednesday morning. The Old Farmer's Almanac details specific moonrise times for different zip codes across the country. You don't need any specific tools to view the moon, but if you want a closer look, NASA suggests picking up a pair of binoculars or using a telescope. Matt Piper, CBS News.
How about the next one? February's full moon, known as the Snow Moon, will reach peak illumination at 7:53 our time, the morning of February 12th. From the KMOX Business Desk,
discover Daiso.
Daiso, the Japanese dollar store chain, opening its first Missouri location. The store, located at Wentzville Crossing, spans 7,000 square feet. It offers a wide variety of items, including home decor, kitchenware, beauty products, and snacks. Daiso, spelled D-A-I-S-O, opens Saturday, January 25th.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.